LinkedIn and Soul-Sucking Corporate Pollyannaism. By Toby Rogers at brownstone.org. The insidious nature of corporate Pollyannaism. I'm completely fascinated by the unwritten discursive norms on LinkedIn. I call it corporate Pollyannaism. It's a language unto itself. Most everyone intuitively knows the rules. They're the rules of bourgeois society after all. But no one ever says them out loud lest they upset the Leviathan. But I shall proceed anyway because I find the social dynamics so interesting and yet under-theorized. Here's my first take at the LinkedIn rules of discourse. Everyone is always winning, just so much winning, to the extent that anyone acknowledges anything other than winning, it's always in service of a larger heroic journey. The artful can sometimes touch upon politics lightly, but capital is never criticized and class struggle is never mentioned. Orange man bad and anti-vaxxers can be disparaged. That's the only othering that's acceptable. All in-groups need an out-group, otherwise membership has no value. Beyond that, everyone appears to get along and the best of all possible worlds is presented as well within reach. In spite of being one of the world's largest employment platforms, there is vanishingly little discussion of work per se on the site. No one spills the tea on bad bosses or workplaces to avoid. It's just always go 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 from an idealized present into an imagined utopian future. Look, on some level one get it. LinkedIn is a market, a dating market between employers and employees, so of course everyone wants to present themselves in the best possible light. Microsoft owns the site, and so it can do whatever it wants. Indeed, as poorly tested biologics were forced on the population over the last 4 years, developed and promoted in part by Microsoft's former CEO and chairman, Microsoft, LinkedIn censored anyone who told the truth. The discursive norms on LinkedIn are a convention, a social practice, a type of theater for the purposes of financial gain. The dialect is an artifice, a language of introductory commerce but not descriptive of reality, even though it pretends to describe reality. Corporate Pollyannism is not a method for finding or communicating the truth. Indeed, it is unconcerned and often contemptuous of the truth. Actual commerce, for example, an audited financial statement, involves a completely different dialect, indeed using the peppy, cheery, performative LinkedIn dialect in an SEC statement would get one fired or possibly jailed. But are the people well-versed in LinkedIn speak fully aware of its insidious nature? I can picture people new to the site adopting the discourse to try to put their best foot forward. At first they are still bilingual, they present one way on LinkedIn even though they speak a different vernacular in their day-to-day life. They remain cognizant of the fact that most workplaces are authoritarian, abusive, filled with petty infighting, and damaging to the soul even if they are not allowed to speak about that on LinkedIn. But maybe they get a promotion and are now seeking job candidates. They are on the management side of the transactional relationship representing the interests of capital or the state. I wonder if over time they come to permanently see the world through the lens of this bougie discourse? Is LinkedIn a slippery slope that trains people into a mindset they probably would not have willingly chosen on their own? If so, is LinkedIn a machine that gradually strips us of our humanity? My profound worry is twofold, and I guess it's why I felt compelled to write this. Repeating something over and over, as part of the LinkedIn discursive system, really does change one's thoughts over time. So it's not entirely innocent. What happens if corporations and the state merge? What we've historically called fascism but the faint of heart call corporatism, and put their profit interests ahead of the well-being of individuals, families, and society? At that point, we are participating in our own demise if we play by the rules, unwritten or otherwise, of the system. Indeed, that's what happened over the last 5 years. Corporations and the state merged. They ran a sophisticated global operation to increase their power, wealth, and control. And the vast majority of the over 1 billion bougie winners on LinkedIn didn't say a word because they were so thoroughly indoctrinated into a system of corporate Pollyannism that, to this day, they don't even realize what happened or acknowledge how they may have participated in the assault on humanity by the fascist pharma state. Republished from the author's Substack.